This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Manor Nursing Home. Patient first name is Laura, L-A-U-R-A. Last name is Haas, H-A-A-S-E. Date of birth is 2/21/1929. Date of evaluation is 10. Complaint: psychiatric evaluation for management of depression, anxiety, and to assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is a 93 years old female. Who is new to me. Period patient was previously seen by our group at another facility. Patient apparently had a fall and suffered from fracture of left femur. She has osteoarthritis right hip, hypertension, atrial fibrillation, COPD. Patient is hard of hearing. She reports that she lives with her son. Period. Her chart indicates that she lives at American House. Patient denied any persistent feelings of sadness, depression, hopelessness. Period. She was admitted here on citalopram 20 milligram twice a day, which she has been taking for many years. Period. No reports of paranoia, delusions, hostility, agitation. Period. Patient was admitted here for subacute rehabilitation. Next paragraph. I spoke to patient's daughter-in-law, Kathy, C-A-T-H-Y, Haas, H-A-A-S-E, who stated that patient was prescribed citalopram by her PCP several years ago after she lost her husband. Period. Per daughter-in-law's citalopram worked okay for her, except no attempts have been made to decrease her dose. Period. Daughter-in-law did report that patient has complained of fatigue. Next paragraph. Review of system: general weakness, eyes, non-reported, ear, nose, throat, non-reported, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, musculoskeletal, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph. Psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment. No prior history of psychiatric, number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, zero. Prior history of suicide attempts, no. Prior history of aggression, violence, no. Next paragraph. Social history. Current occupation, used to work at Greenfield Village, taking care of records. Current relationship, widow. Spirituality, Protestant. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test for collateral form and chart, nursing. I did talk to patient's daughter-in-law. Next paragraph. Vital signs: blood pressure 116 over 72, pulse 84, respiration 18. Next paragraph. General, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech, soft, mood, your thymic thought process intact, associations with the normal thought content and normal range of thought content, perceptual disturbances deny level of consciousness, alert, oriented to person, place, memory, recent, intact, attention, concentration with the normal, fund of knowledge, fear, judgment and insight with the normal, calm and sleep and appetite normal. Before that, current psychotropic medications, MAR reviewed, citalopram 20 milligram AM and HS. Next paragraph, assessment plan, major depressive disorder, recurrent mild, F33.0, plans, support provided. Period. Daughter-in-law was in agreement with the trial of dose reduction of citalopram, considering patient's complaints of increased fatigue. Period. Decreased citalopram to 20 milligram in the morning and 10 milligram HS. Number two, generalized anxiety disorder, 41.1 per history. Next paragraph, for disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behavior, any new concerns. Next paragraph, patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, risk-benefit analysis, check common side effects of citalopram, risk-benefit statements. In my medical determination, benefits of current medications seems to outweigh risks. Next paragraph, procedure code 99305, end of dictation.